Welcome to The Flash World, where we dive deep into global events shaping our planet. Today, we explore a series of events that have not only captured the headlines, but have also sparked widespread debate and reflection. From the confrontations at UCLA over the Israel-Gaza conflict, the tragic tale of Dror Or amid escalating violence, to Turkey's significant trade halt with Israel, we're set to unpack the complexities and the human stories behind the news. Join us as we navigate through these unfolding narratives. First up, let's pivot to UCLA, where a significant event has unfolded, capturing public attention and sparking debate. Rachel, what's happening on the ground?
Wendy, at the heart of UCLA, scores of pro-Palestinian protesters were forcibly removed from an encampment by police. This operation involved helmeted officers, flashbangs, and riot gear, all in the pre-dawn hours. It's part of a broader context of protests spanning U.S. college campuses in response to the Israel-Gaza conflict.
It sounds like an intense situation. What prompted such a forceful response?
The protests at UCLA, like at other institutions, were driven by opposition to Israel's military actions in Gaza. Demonstrators are calling on President Biden and university administrations to take a stand against the violence and divest from companies supporting the Israeli government. In response, hundreds have been arrested across various universities.
And how has the wider community reacted?
There's been a mix of condemnation and support. President Biden underscored the American right to protest, but condemned violence. Meanwhile, Chancellor Jean Block of UCLA faced criticism for the violent clash, citing that the initially peaceful encampment morphed into unsafe conditions.
Clearly, this event is sparking important conversations about freedom of expression and the role of universities in political conflicts. Thanks, Rachel, for shedding light on this complex issue. Moving to a more somber topic, the Israel-Palestine conflict continues to escalate, bringing tragic stories like that of Dror Or to the forefront. Lester, can you tell us more about this?
Certainly, Wendy. Dror Or's story humanizes the broader crisis. Abducted by Hamas militants during an attack, his death was recently confirmed. This incident, alongside the alarming death tolls on both sides, underscores the urgent need for a durable resolution to the conflict.
It's heartbreaking. How is the global community responding?
International mediation efforts continue, with countries like Qatar, the United States, and Egypt at the helm. Meanwhile, actions like Turkey halting all trade with Israel reflect growing international concern over the humanitarian situation.
It's clear that the repercussions of this conflict extend far beyond the immediate area. Thank you, Lester, for giving us insight into this pressing issue. Lastly, let's discuss Turkey's recent declaration to halt all trade with Israel. Eugene, what sparked this significant move?
Wendy, in a bold expression of solidarity with Palestine, Turkey announced a suspension of trade with Israel, demanding greater humanitarian aid access to Gaza. This decision highlights the interconnectedness of diplomacy, trade, and humanitarian considerations in response to conflicts.
That's a significant stance. How might this impact the broader geopolitical landscape?
The economic implications are evident, with billions in trade between the countries now frozen. But beyond economics, this move demands a reassessment of international policies towards conflict zones and calls for a united response to alleviate suffering.
Thank you, Eugene, for providing clarity on this development. It's a reminder of how global politics, economics, and humanitarian issues are deeply intertwined. As we conclude this episode of The Flash World, we're reminded of the intricate layers within global events, the human stories, the political debates, and the calls for peace and justice. From UCLA to the international stage, these narratives compel us to reflect on our shared humanity and the implications of distant wars on domestic soil. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Until next time.